WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The beginning of 2018, just over a year from now, is when construction is expected to start on a high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. That's what the Bryan City Council heard this week from Texas Central Partners. TCP's David Hagee says land they have purchased does not include the sites of their stations near Roanes Prairie and Houston.
We're trying to really set a gold standard working with landowners. One, because we are a private company, we're not public, we can offer above market or appraised value, so we are doing that. Then, as we work with those property owners, as I said, we can work with them on where the open, if it's not elevated on a viaduct, we can work where the openings are, we can work on sound barriers, we can work on plantings.
Hagee says there will be 10,000 construction jobs each of the 4 years during the construction period and another 1,000 jobs once the 200-mile-per-hour bullet train is operational. A sixth man was arrested early Wednesday morning in the burglary of a College Station convenience store where $5,000 of cigarettes and an undisclosed number of lottery tickets were taken.
The arrest report also revealed police were already on the lookout for a specific car before the alarm was received from the Shell store on Harvey Road at the freeway. Surveillance video from the store and a nearby hotel identified three cars. CSPD officer found two of the cars on Highway 6 and stopped one of them near the Navasota River Bridge. Grimes County Sheriff's deputy stopped the second south of Navasota. The third car containing the cigarettes has not been found. The store was closed for the night at the time of the burglary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Of the four newly elected members of the College Station City Council, only one did not serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Linda Harvell on WTAW's The Infomaniac says she was elected in part because she is an advocate for the neighborhoods and didn't serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And that's not to say that the other council members aren't. Of course they are, but in talking with so many people, they just wanted somebody to listen to them. And you know, the things that I heard, I was going, wow, really? You're kidding? Wow. And so they just wanted somebody to listen to them.
Harvell is one of three on the council who did not serve on the PNZ board. Most of Donald Trump's picks and possible choices for leadership roles in his administration gets the thumbs up from Congressman Bill Flores. As for Trump's pick to become UN ambassador,
I think Nikki Haley as UN ambassador will be pretty good. She sure is a whole lot better than Susan Rice, her current ambassador.
Flores gives Trump credit for interviewing a lot of people.
So he gets a lot of ideas, and I think that helps him form the definition of what his cabinet is going to look like in the future.
Flores says Mike Pompeo will be a superstar as CIA director, and Flores hopes Mitt Romney gets the nod as Trump's Secretary of State. For those of you who were not at last night's Texas A&M football game, there was a $50,000 check presentation to assist flood victims last summer in Louisiana. Half of the money raised in the student-led side-by-side campaign will benefit LSU students, and the rest will go to LSU employees affected by the flooding. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. We'll have one more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life. On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush 41.
Well, it's not the jazziest present you could get for yourself for the holidays, but it's something that you can rest assured it'll pay for itself. And that's more energy-efficient windows from the folks at Intercon. Yeah, make a call to them. You know, when the cold weather gets here, that's when you'll start recognizing which windows aren't doing their jobs. And again, it's the kind of situation that is not a lot of fun to talk about, but, you know, when you're putting money back or keeping money in your pocket because your windows are energy efficient, then that's a good deal. You notice it during the cold weather, but it's there all the time. If they're not energy efficient in the winter, they're not energy efficient in the summer either. So what you do is you make a call to Intercon, 823-3639. Let them come out and assess the situation. They'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high-pressure tactics from Intercon because they have quality products at fair prices. The good thing is they're local people, which means if you need to do the job in stages, they can do that for you too. And in the summertime, they've got solar screens, which can make a big difference if that happens to be a problem for you in your house or some outbuildings. All that can be yours, but you start with a phone call to Intercon at 823-3639.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-7786. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 812. The Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time to check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today with a chance of a few scattered showers. High temperature 67 to 72 this afternoon. Tonight, occasional clouds will continue and a low near 50. Looks like improving weather for the weekend, though. A mix of clouds and sun for Saturday, well up in the 60s. It'll be fair at night, low 50s, and nice day on Sunday. Clouds and sun, 70 to 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Science continues to make us feel better about ourselves. Anything about us that is less than perfect, one by one, they're checking off the boxes saying it's not our fault.
What about height?
Well, yeah, no, that's genetic. There, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, not,
you know,
your fault.
Know, those I are know. The cards you're dealt. Now, if you spent half your life fighting a losing battle with your comb, when you might be glad to learn that your frizzy hair isn't just down to your hair care regimen. Because scientists now believe that if you have dry, frizzy, split-end hair, could be genetics. Could
thanks,
be
Mom
genetics.
Dad.
That's it. Researchers identified mutations in three genes that can cause, quote, uncombable hair syndrome.
Uncombable hair syndrome.
That's it.
I suffer from uncombable hair syndrome.
It's also known as spun glass hair syndrome.
Oh.
Spun glass.
Yeah.
Very fancy.
Interesting.
According to this new study, those affected tend to have fair hair, mm-hmm. which is dry, frizzy, and resistant to being brushed or combed. Researchers from the University of Bonn and Toulouse say that uncombable hair, they're calling it the UHS, that's uncombable hair syndrome,
okay.
is a rare anomaly in the hair shaft, which often improves with age. The syndrome, first described back in 1973,
whoa.
When they found 100 cases documented worldwide.
Ahead of their time.
That's right.
I'm waiting for some rich celebrity to come on and endorse this. And
that's right. This needs to be their cause. Yeah,
yeah.
Their cause will
by
be
by the
that.
Way, Scott, I don't mean to interrupt.
Sure, go ahead.
But we were talking about dolphins and whether they sleep or not.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Did
Google,
you find out?
Google has told me.
Yeah.
Dolphins have to be conscious to breathe.
Okay.
This means that they cannot go into a full deep sleep because then they would suffocate.
Oh.
Dolphins have solved that by letting one half of their brain sleep at a time.
Oh, wow.
This has been determined by doing EEG studies on dolphins.
So smart, those animals, they are.
Man, half their brain is asleep. I like that.
And apparently that's a good thing. So.
Yeah, what a bailout that could be. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. That part of my brain was asleep at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I didn't understand
I'm
that,
a dolphin. So. That study says so.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, so there. It's 8:16 on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Or Buy Nothing Day.
Yeah, or Buy Nothing Day, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. I don't know if I didn't drive by the big blue monster this morning. I've done that in years past, but didn't this morning just to see how many cars were out there.
Yeah, I drove by the Walmart on West on Villa Maria, sure. And it was very sparse. Okay. There was no one.
Yeah,
there.
And that's the deal again. Since now we've
and
got
that's
the
not yeah usually one of the bigger ones.
Got the mobile Wednesday thing happening now. People opening on Thursday, so it may have dissipated. And of course, people can shop online all the time. But on Black Friday weekend, Walmart is hoping some shoppers will trade up from those half-price jammies and $1 DVDs. The retailer is pitching $18,000 Cartier watches,
what?
Prada pumps, and other high-priced gifts on their website. Walmart.com has jumped from offering about 8 million products earlier this year to over 20 million.
Why on earth is Walmart offering all these expensive things? They're going against their fan base.
Why would I buy Prada from Walmart?
The thing is, you're not going into the store, which means it's not stocked there.
Yeah.
It's important. There's no inventory situation as far as no logistics, as they call it now, taking it and moving it from this place into the retail shelves and then out the door.
Well, no one can steal it from the shelves of the
store
if it's not in there.
That's an excellent point. Don't have to put those little clippy things on there.
Exactly.
You can do some of that fancy shopping without wearing pants, too.
Exactly right.
Some of those people in Walmart don't bother with that either.
So. That's get... People of Walmart.
People of Walmart.
If you haven't been there, it's a great way. Today be a wonderful day. You know, your football team got its butt kicked yesterday. You're maybe not wanting to watch it. Just go to People of Walmart. Go to the website and share
Brighten
with your friends. Yeah. So anyhow, this has given Walmart access to luxury items that they're going to sell through their website. And again, people who might not necessarily shop there, like high-income shoppers, now can do that with ease. If you feel okay with clicking on an $18,000 Cartier watch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got to think about shipping and everything else, too, that you got to, I don't know, be a little anxious about that.
True. Now, here's the deal, what happened in plan and preparation for this. In September, Walmart bought an online discount retailer called Jet.com, bought it for $3.3 billion. So, obviously, Jet had something they wanted. Jet has been able to attract some brands that we don't have at Walmart, says their chief executive officer. So, because Jet.com already sold products from brands like Coach, Michael Kors, and others through third-party sellers. So, this gives you luxury items sold online through third parties. Walmart now can get a piece of that action. And, of course, they have to go up against big, bad, wicked Amazon. So, there you are. So now, Walmart, other retailers, including Saks Fifth Avenue, Macy's, Crate and Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Crate and Barrel's an amazing store.
Yeah.
It's amazing that people pay that for a spatula. It's kind of like Williams-Sonoma.
Williams-Sonoma, exactly what I was thinking.
Wow, look
too.
At this, a pepper grinder for $89. I know that I have to have that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what either one of these stores are.
Oh, yeah, well, don't waste your time going in. That's okay. See, if you're married, you know that, or if you're female, you know that. I hate to say that. That sounds sexist, but it's true, okay? And then, have you ever done this? Because we've gone in and bought a jar of salsa that's made with, like, I don't know, kiwi fruit or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Some weird kind
of. Yeah, and you're digging through your pantry 8 months later.
Yeah, and you find your $80 jar of salsa.
Yeah, you're going, wow, I remember this. I guess we probably ought to eat it before it goes bad.
Right.
But it is. It's great, good fun to go in there and watch people go, well, why shouldn't I pay $3.25 for this small bag of corn chips? Because it's at Williams-Sonoma. It is.
Yep.
That's weird.
And then there's Baby Bjorn. That's the Swedish baby gear brand. All of these things now are things that are going to be available at Walmart through, again, Walmart.com.
Huh.
Just say it.
Just interesting.
All right, so GPS. Kind of take it for granted, but it's kind of pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you go... A million years ago, I bought one of these things when it was just a freestanding GPS, and I hate to admit this, but Louis was going to Chicago, and he'd never driven in Chicago, so I let him take my GPS.
Oh, first mistake.
Yeah. And now he's a friend for life. That's my second mistake. But the deal is, it's pretty cool to be able to go into a town where you've never been and be able to not have to use reverse and back up and turn around because you went the wrong way. So how does it work in a tunnel? How does it work in a tunnel? You ever think about that? Because, I mean, you're supposed to see the satellite, right? Your unit is supposed to,
see the
satellite. The way it works is there are 24 satellites in the system that orbit above the Earth. And as long as your unit can basically see at least three of those satellites, then they can tell you where you are anywhere in the world. If I remember, we were going through a tunnel, an underwater tunnel in Mobile, Alabama, and the GPS was still working. And I said to my wife, I said, how does that work? I mean, it can't see. Well, it happens to you if you're in a tunnel, or it happens to you if you're in a high-rise parking garage. I mean, you can't actually see the satellites, so how does it know exactly where you are? And the answer is, it really doesn't. What it does is it kind of guesses. What you're seeing is an educated guess based upon your speed and location at the moment that you lost the satellite signal. This is what's known as dead reckoning, and it's commonly used throughout the GPS industry. So there you are.
All right.
I was about to say, sometimes my GPS just kind of guesses and ends up getting me lost anyway.
Well, and two things. I don't know. I use Google, and I was using it this week because I was driving out of town, and it told me to take an alternate route because there was an accident.
Oh, yeah. Mine, when I was on my way to Dallas a couple weekends ago, mine was very good at updating me on accidents in real time. And I was listening to local radio, so I was hearing the traffic updates, and I was like, wow, it's actually correct.
I don't know how that happens.
It's kind of scary.
Because it's not like somebody has called Google to tell them that there's an accident.
Right.
They're not going to do that. But nonetheless, the world we live in.
Well, there is apparently an app that you can update, like drivers can update it. Granted, do not do it while you're driving.
Okay.
If you're a passenger, you can update it, but you can update if there's a traffic accident, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, anyway, it works. There's no doubt. The Blue Man Group is 25 years old.
Wow. Really?
The off-Broadway show originally called Tubes opened in 1991 at the Astor Place Theater, where it has now played more than 13,000 performances. You guys seen them?
I have not.
Okay,
I mean, I know of them, but I've not seen a show.
Well, you need to, because it's like nothing you'll ever see again. It's just, and that's all you can say. I mean,
is it trippy?
Well, a little bit. They shoot marshmallows across the stage. They throw marshmallows across the stage.
Well, I like marshmallows.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, a guy takes like 15 marshmallows into his mouth, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, and then he brings it back out and makes a sculpture out of it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you been in Mr. Downs's office? Have you seen his piece of art?
No.
Part of the show is that they take a small canvas and they spin it, and each of them throw different colors on it. Okay? And then when it's finished, they each put their thumbprint on it, so there's, you know, three blue thumbprints, and then they give that away, or maybe they sell it, I'm not sure, at the end of the performance. And Mr. Downs went to a performance with the staff in Las Vegas, and they bought it for him.
Huh.
So that's what's hanging in his room. The original cast members were Chris Wink, Matt Goldman, and Phil Stanton. Those three were at the Empire State Building last week when they lit it up blue for the night to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Blue Man Group.
How do you audition for this? That's what I'm wondering.
You know, like, I don't know. And they have to be pretty athletic. They have to be pretty flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you have to be bald? Like, do you have to shave your head? Wear a cap?
I think they wear a latex thing and they make the latex thing blue. I don't know that. There's probably a YouTube
I'm looking at pictures.
Okay. Well, they made it when I think they did a commercial for HP. Early in their career, they did an HP thing, and that really blew them up.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were, I think they were permanently in Boston, Chicago, and New York. And then, of course, they went to Las Vegas. And then they toured. They've been here. And anyway, it's like nothing else you'll ever see. And it's pretty
cool.
Fun. And I think mostly family-friendly, as I recall.
Yeah.
And so there you are. It's the Blue Man Group, so 25 years old. Lady in Scotland used an unusual weapon to fend off an attacker, 23-year-old Julie Creighton, working at a fast food restaurant when a sword-wielding bandit. It's Scotland.
Sword-wielding bandit.
It's like Braveheart. Everybody's Braveheart, okay? Anyway, so she sprang into action, fighting the guy off with a plastic fork. She chased him out of the store, and police arrested him a short time later. The suspect has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Arthur Rennie, he had a sword. She had a plastic fork. She must be a menacing person.
Yeah.
Is all I can figure.
Going to be stealing anything from me today?
Yeah, maybe just didn't expect anyone to actually fight back.
Could well be. He when met with resistance, he decided to run.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Grabby little hands. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A star-shaped little hand, the size of a dust speck, could one day travel through our bodies and grab a single tumor cell for a biopsy. The little grippers are the brainchild of Johns Hopkins biomolecular engineer David Gracias and his team.
And these are made using the same processes used to make microchips, and they have tiny finger-like digits. And we have shown that we can actually biopsy cells in the gastrointestinal tract of live animals.
Gracias described the technology at the AVS conference in Nashville. He says traditional biopsies can sample only a few areas of tissue and can't access some parts of the body. But microgrippers could be deployed anywhere by the hundreds to get many samples, giving them a better chance of making an accurate diagnosis. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
For Kishinka with your money now. Walmart is hoping its shoppers trade up this weekend from half-price pajamas and $1 DVDs. The giant retailer's pitching $18,000 Cartier watches, Prada shoes, and other high-priced gifts on its website. Walmart.com has jumped from offering about 8 million products earlier this year to 20 million in a bid to attract higher-income shoppers. It declined to say how many people are buying the priciest items on Walmart.com. Lufthansa has canceled another 830 flights today due to a pilot strike on flights departing Germany, as this week's pilots walkout and travel disruption extends into a third day. A Heinz TV ad showing people drumming a rhythm on its baked bean cans has been banned by British regulators, who claim that viewers could cut themselves on used cans if they try to emulate the ad. Regulators say 9 people complained the ad could be dangerous for kids to copy. Heinz says it doesn't believe the ads pose any safety risk at all. And that's your money now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Black Friday sales have been underway since midnight, or maybe even earlier.
This is one of the reasons why today isn't the biggest and busiest shopping day of the year. Kim Commando with your Black Friday Consumer Tech Update. And don't get me wrong, there are some great deals today. But to a large extent, Black Friday is losing its relevancy. Major retailers have been offering Black Friday prices for weeks now. Cyber Monday's only a couple of days away, and I'll have some great deals at Commando.com beginning Monday at 10 Eastern, and so will all the others. As for electronics, the very best deals on TVs come after Christmas, when retailers clear their inventories to make room for new models arriving right after the Consumer Electronics Show and just before the Super Bowl. My advice? Don't get caught up in the frenzy. This year, there's no real shortages of anything. So take your time, shop and compare online, and be sure a Black Friday deal is really a deal. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33 at 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress continues towards the start of building a high-speed passenger railroad between Houston and Dallas. That was the message given at this week's Bryan City Council workshop by representatives of Texas Central Partners. TCP's David Hagee says a four-year construction period starts just over a year from now, and at least half of the $10 billion project will be elevated.
Originally, when we started this project, we were going to about have 100 of the 240 miles on this viaduct. As we did community meetings and learned more, people prefer the viaduct. It gives you maximum access for domestic farm animals, wild animals, tractors, cars. So we're now trying to maximize that. It is more expensive, but we're looking 50 to 60%, trying to push that number up, is the amount of it that's on viaduct. As a point of record, we cannot shut down a road. We don't have that authority, so that will not happen. But this does allow maximum access, and it's the easiest way to do it.
Hagee says land purchases do not include the locations of their passenger stations between BCS and Huntsville around Roanne's Prairie and Houston. More information is known about how College Station police had a head start in tracking down suspects in the theft of $5,000 of cigarettes from a convenience store early Wednesday morning.
According to the arrest report, CSPD was alerted to the possibility of burglaries and had the license plate of one of three suspected cars tied to similar crimes around the state. Minutes after an alarm was received from the Shell store on Harvey Road next to the freeway, an officer spotted that car on Highway 6, along with a second car identified through surveillance video from the store in a nearby hotel. Those cars were stopped north and south of Navasota, and the arrest reports indicated a sixth man who was not in the store was arrested. As for the smokes, the cigarettes were placed in a bag and placed in a third car, which has not been found. The arrest reports also state an undisclosed number of lottery tickets were taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Running a stop sign and almost hitting a Bryan police car led to a North Texas man's arrest on multiple charges. 19-year-old Stuart McCarty of Princeton was arrested for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. The arrest took place Wednesday night following the traffic stop next to Sue Haswell Park at William Joel Bryan and Coulter. One of three new members of the College Station City Council is getting up to speed with city staff. Linda Harvell, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, said she has spent some time with leaders in four departments.
I spent an hour and a half with Dave Coleman, you know, water services, because of all of the issues on water and wastewater. I didn't know anything about that, But now I have at least a basic working knowledge of what the city is faced with as we grow. Anytime I can spend time with Lance Sims, you know, planning and development with all of the projects that are going on. I met with Natalie Ruiz with the economic development, communications. And I'm still meeting with the different departments.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Harvell says she was elected in part because she is an advocate for the neighborhoods and did not serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission. She was the only one out of four who were elected who did not have that experience. Donald Trump has decided some of the leaders in his administration, among the remaining vacancies, is Secretary of State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan endorses Mitt Romney, someone who has a different style than Trump.
But the Secretary of State, I think, has to have a different style than Donald Trump does. If you go back to the 2012 election, Mitt Romney hit the nail on the head when he and Obama were asking a debate who the biggest threat is. Romney said Russia. He hit it exactly right.
Flores says Trump is smart enough to look past comments made by Romney during the campaign, which Flores says were ill-advised. Flores gives Trump credit for interviewing a lot of people so he gets an idea of what his cabinet will look like. In 8 days, a fundraising campaign led by Texas A&M students generated $50,000 for victims of last summer's flooding in Louisiana. There was a check presentation during last night's A&M football game to LSU. Half of the money from the side-by-side campaign will go to LSU faculty and staff, and the rest to LSU students affected by the flooding. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 60 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs, they just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA-28101.
Hey there. Good morning. It's 841. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today with a chance of a few scattered showers. High temperature 67 to 72 this afternoon. Tonight, occasional clouds will continue and a low near 50. Looks like improving weather for the weekend, though. A mix of clouds and sun. For Saturday, well up in the 60s, it'll be fair at night, low 50s, and nice day on Sunday, clouds and sun, 70 to 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here you go. Here's a computer deal that I guess makes sense. Symantec, who owns Norton, the cybersecurity software, they're going to buy LifeLock for $2.3 billion.
Wow.
Deal should close sometime early next year, pending on approval by regulators. LifeLock, of course, claims to give its customers proactive identity theft protection services and consumer risk management services for enterprises. Monitors new account openings and credit apps for unauthorized identity access. So Norton, the Norton people, with Symantec buying LifeLock. So
keeping us safe, one click at a time.
That's it. So that amusement park ride at Schlitterbahn in Kansas City where the 10-year-old boy died. They're going to take that down. They're going to tear it down, as a matter of fact. 17-story drop in that was billed as the world's largest. It opened in 2014. Management said that after Caleb Schwab's death in August 7th, they are demolishing the water slide after the investigation into his death is taken care of.
Yeah, I was about to say it was a water slide.
Yep.
And,
yep. 17 stories. That is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always up there.
Toyota Celica minivan recall, 744,000 of them. If they're 2011 to 2016, if you got one, I guess call Toyota and they'll tell you what to do. Do you know somebody who's looking for a job right now? Would you think now is a good time to look for a job during the holidays? Well, yeah. Employers are hiring at year's end. Statistically, more jobs are added in December than in November or January. These are not seasonal jobs. Many employers want to be ramped up and ready and fully staffed when New Year's comes around. Plus, if managers have unspent money in their budget at year's end, they could lose that money next year, so they want to use it up. And it's also less competition because, you know, people think they don't hire this time of year, but they actually do.
Yeah.
Because so many people slack off on their job search efforts this month, it makes it a perfect time for you to be looking out there in a market that's not flooded with other people.
So,
does it generally, though, for business owners, will their fiscal year match up with the actual calendar?
No, it's a good point. No, quite often it ends in October. But at the same time, if you look at the mindset of you reset so many things when you begin the new year.
Right.
Business owners, you buy different things in preparation for the new year and buying that may, in fact, be buying labor as well, so that, again, you are fully staffed, anticipating that that things will go well for you.
And I do wonder with the new incoming prez how that might affect the job market.
Well, that's true. I think there are a lot of people who are more optimistic in the business community about that. That you know, that's one of the things that the congressman spoke to us when he was with us on Wednesday, is the fact that they're going to clear the deck of some of these regulations that the government was putting on them, not the least of which, of course, was the payroll situation that we did talk about. But, you know, anything, look, again, small business is where the jobs really are. That's where your economy grows. And if you can make a small business owner feel like he's got an opportunity, because that's what's great about America, a million ways to make money.
Well, and a lot of people around the holidays obviously want time off, and so most people aren't going to want to find a new job and then have to ask off immediately or not get time off for the holidays.
That's true, too.
So if you're dedicated enough and you really want the job now, that makes sense that now would be a good time to look for a job.
Well, and you used the phrase dedicated enough. And, you know, that's it really is. And,
yeah.
And it's, you know, the three of us have jobs and we had to decide to step up and take that job and then fulfill the requirements, mm-hmm. whether it's here or the other places that you've worked.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we make bad job decisions and we don't want to be in a place mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. if you're at a situation and you're happy to be there, then, you know, let them know. Stand up and this is a great opportunity for you to stand out.
I'm here.
The field. Here I am. That's right. We're working on Friday.
We're here.
Just saying. You know, Mr. Downs didn't have to be here to unlock the candy store today. We're here for it. Speaking of home and such, we always talk about home field advantage in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And research obviously has proven that home field advantage really does
unless
make
you're
a difference.
A&M yes. football.
Yeah, well, that's
it
right.
Depends on who you're researching.
True. Again, you hate to think that your team's going to lose on their home field. But it does make a difference. Two researchers conducted experiments with people in negotiating situations and found the home field advantage applies there as well.
Hmm.
They found that buyers were able to get a lower price when they negotiation happened on the turf, on their turf, rather than on the seller's turf. So in other words, if you're in an outside sales situation, then you have a better chance when you're sitting in your office to be able to negotiate a lower price rather than going to them. And it even applies to asking for a raise, just saying.
Oh.
If you can get your boss to come to your office to discuss your raise, then it says here you can get up to 160% more than if you go into his or her office.
Next time Mr. Downs just strolls on down into my studio, exactly.
Keep
in mind.
Exactly. But, you know, that's the thing is he comes in and he's just close to the door and he listens and goes, okay, fine.
Yep, bye.
Turns around and walks.
Keep on
through.
Walking.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking. All right, so a new study shows that vanity really could be deadly. New York Post reports that researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania and two schools in India have discovered that 127 people died in just 29 short months while taking selfies.
Oh, geez.
127 people died in 29 months taking selfies.
They weren't drinking, having a wine bottle.
No,
and trying to take
no. Most of the deceased hailed from India with 76 poor souls, and the study claims that it's due to the wild trend where people are trying to get photos of themselves at dangerous and exotic locations. Well, that's what they are. Buildings, mountains, train tracks. Earliest selfie, yeah. Well, yeah, really, train tracks. Gosh, what could possibly go wrong on a train track? Earliest selfie death was recorded back in 2014. Men comprised 76% of the victims.
Makes sense.
It's the hold my beer thing.
We're idiots, yeah.
Yep. And 7 in 10 under the age of 24. Once again, probably makes complete sense when you look at the numbers.
Either that.
Well, it's time to talk about what's going on the local stages in the Brazos Valley, and it is a busy December with the holiday season for most of the stages. Let's start off with MSC Opus. Now, coming up next Wednesday, that's actually the last day of November, that's Chris Bodie, 7:30 at Rudder Auditorium. Now, December the 2nd through the 4th, it's Christmas with the Rockapellas, and this is going to be special. It's at Marymount Country Club starting at 6 o'clock, and it includes a three-course meal. That's what's going on at MSC Opus during the month of December. Next show won't be till January the 26th with the On Trio. We'll tell you more about that later. You can get all the information from MSC Opus at their website, mscopus.org. The theater company of the Brazos Valley is presenting Sweeney Todd. As a matter of fact, there are three more performances of that tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight at 7, tomorrow at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. They won't do another performance at the theater company until February when they present Fiddler on the Roof. You can get all the information at their website, theatercompany.com. Brenham Unity Theater, December the 1st through the 18th, it's Little Women. That's right, 3 weeks, 12 shows, Thursdays at 7:30, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 4 o'clock. You can get information on this performance and how to get tickets at unitybrenham.org. The Navasota Theater Alliance, from December the 2nd through December the 18th, on the weekends, it's The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie. Friday and Saturdays, the curtain raises at 7 o'clock, and Sundays at 2. Go to their website at navasotatheater.org. Stage Center, has a great play, a musical at Stage Center. It's Little Princess the Musical. It starts December the 1st, goes through the 17th. All performances are at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, the Brazos Valley Troupe is really busy in December. Three performances, three different plays, I should say. December the 2nd through the 4th, it's the best Christmas pageant ever. Performances are Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 3 and 7:30, and Sunday at 3. Then coming up December the 9th and the 10th, it's Laugh Out Loud, Holiday Ha Ha Edition. 7:30 performances on December the 9th and 10th, and December 16th and 17th, I'll Be Home for Christmas. You can get all that information at bvtroupe.com. So it's a busy December on our local stages. Get out and see some of the great talent that we have right here in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Clear your table, set your clock. The race is on to Star Furniture for Black Friday specials. Get an extra 20% off already low, low Black Friday sale prices. Plus, don't pay anything until 2018. No down payment, no monthly payments, no finance charges. Find just your style and savings, plus an extra 20% off and do not pay till 2018. See store for details. This Black Friday, the savings start at 8 a.m. Star Furniture, different by design.
Good morning, Matt. 7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think Bill Oliver has posted this on our website.
He has.
Okay, but Brady Bunch mom, Florence Henderson, dead at 82.
I know. Yeah, so sad. It's been all over social media.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. What? Yeah, this morning. A lot of people tweeting about it.
Well, that's one of the great things about, you know, the old-time TV. What's I don't know what the TV network is on TV that shows all the old
TV
stuff.
Land.
There you go. Yeah.
Even though if
the
you
youngsters
you
know it, Scott.
Yeah, I know that's all that matters. That's true. You know, the old guys, we saw it when it was an original and all that kind of thing. But anyway, 83 years old. And what was funny is back then, you know, here she was playing wholesome Jan Brady or what? No, that was the daughter. Anyway, Florence, whatever Florence's name was, Mom Brady. Yeah.
Mom Brady.
You know, she'd come on the Tonight Show and tell kind of racy stories, which, you know. But again, she was an actress like anybody else, you know, and she had great stories to tell. But, yeah, she would come on and kind of go, wow. Numerous memoirs talking about how she actually had an affair with one of the actors who played her child.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Barry Williams.
Carol Brady. That was her first name.
Carol. Yeah, no kidding. That's
how
it.
How much older was she then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe 10, 12, 15
she
years.
She was a cougar.
Yeah, exactly.
Cougar before we knew what a cougar was.
Exactly. She was the 10th child of a tobacco sharecropper of Irish descent.
Wow.
She was a Hoosier person. Went back to and sang at 23 runnings of the Indianapolis 500. So there you are. Hmm. There's your Florence Henderson trivia.
Yeah.
Who knew that happened? But anyway, so we got that going on. So dash cam has captured a rather interesting going on down in Australia where the wildlife is so determined to kill you that they, in fact, will throw deadly creatures at your car.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got a picture of a hawk throwing a snake, and a driver runs into it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's out there. And again, you can Photoshop anything now, so we don't know if it's true. But at least seeing that makes it look kind of scary. Just saying.
Yeah.
Where they are in Australia.
Or even the animals are trying to kill you with other animals.
Yes. If I can't do it, then I'll throw something at you. So, a guy in Massachusetts fed up with bird poop, so he's suing his neighbor.
Of course.
Like you would.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Frank Encino, who lives in Webster Lake, Massachusetts, says his neighbor won't stop feeding seagulls. And he says he feeds the seagulls then do what seagulls do, and that hits his property and it hits his boat because he's got water back behind his house. So Frank wants the court to award him $2,000 to replace the seat covers on his boat and to compensate him for having to clean up all the bird poo that's out there.
Okay.
Not their fault. They're birds. They're just doing what they do.
Don't they make covers for boats? I'm pretty sure they do.
I think they do. All right, here's somebody with a serious drug problem. 53-year-old Leonard Rinaldi, Torrington, Connecticut, living with his dad at his dad's house, steals his dad's coin collection that's worth about $8,000 and runs it through a Coinstar machine.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
What a mozon. He got about $60 for it.
Oh.
And then he used that to buy crack. Yeah, really.
I mean, that's...
Arrested for larceny charges. Thankfully, most
of the coins... Did he get the coins back?
Yes,
okay.
Most of the coins were recorded. Yeah, but again, that's your kid.
Ugh,
that's
idiot.
Your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Hey, this is Mark down in Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
All right, this is America, so we just want to let you know Governor Tom Wolf has signed a bill that allows hunters to use semi-automatic rifles to bag their game. Hunters can't use the weapons at their discretion. Instead, it allows the Pennsylvania Gaming Commission to determine what seasons they can use semi-automatics to go out there and hunt animals.
I'm pretty sure that's allowed in most states, unless you have a bolt action. I mean,
that's Pennsylvania. There you go. Good for them.
Pennsylvania.
This date in 1867, Alfred Nobel, Nobel Peace Prize guy, patented dynamite.
Oh.
That's how he got famous.
Cool.
So that's what he won the Nobel Peace
Prize. How ironic is that?
Yeah.
And this was the day, today in 1920, first play-by-play broadcast of a football game.
Hey,
College
cool.
Station, Texas.
What?
Right.
Yep. Texas A&M and the University of Texas Longhorns. Yep. So
very
there
cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonder what station it was on.
I don't know. Wonder if they're still around. Boy, they would have to be an old radio station to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. We worked our Friday. We did well. Thanks for sitting in, Zach. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.